We'll be doing a more in-depth media release, but until then, just because these questions are starting to come up, sort of a higher level summary, we received two safe to tell reports. The first one had no photo, but it did report that there was a student at the school with a gun, and it expressed that the person reporting it was afraid. That was when we went to the school and we contacted that individual, who is an 18-year-old student. At the time, we didn't have any other information, and of course, safe to tell is completely anonymous. Not only do we not have access to any of the reporting information on that, but it's illegal for us to even ask for it, absent some sort of an exigency, which we did not have in this case. We contacted that student. We searched his property and his information and his anything he had at school. We didn't find any weapon. We did a lengthy interview with him, and at the time, we did not have enough to establish any kind of a crime. So we concluded our initial investigation at that time, and ended up leaving. That student went back to business as usual with the school. And that coincided pretty closely with right before when school was going to let out for, I believe, the seniors. About 15 minutes later, we got a second safe to tell. And this time it was a party acknowledging that the police had been there, saying that they also knew of this subject having a gun. The difference was this time they posted a picture of him holding what appeared to be an AR-15. Because the student was still at school, and because we knew school was going to be letting out and there would be a lot of movement in the parking lot, we had an emergency response to the school, and the school was placed in lockdown. By the time we got there, that student had been released from school and was gone. We feel pretty confident. However, we couldn't verify that. So we kept the school in lockdown while a team of officers searched the interior of the school and ensured that he was not there. And then we had several groups of officers looking for him at addresses that we believed we had for him. They did eventually find him at an address in Steamboat where he was detained. Now, the confusion here, I think, is going to be that this individual never made a threat that was witnessed by anybody who we were able to contact, because Safe to Tell is anonymous. Everything we had was coming from Safe to Tell. So we did speak to several other students who were around this student during the day. None of them gave us any information about a threat. And again, when we contacted him the second time, he again said that he had no intention of doing anything. We did do a formal interview with him for well over an hour, and we're not able to establish any probable cause. So he was not arrested. And I think what's important to note here is we never had an overt threat that was made by this subject. What we had were two, and actually it ended up being three because we got another one afterwards. Anonymous tips on Safe to Tell all talking about this individual, two of them posting pictures of him with the gun. So we felt that out of an abundance of caution, we needed to have the emergency response. And I think that is the appropriate action. We will always do that. But we never had a specific threat from this individual. So at this time, we're still undergoing the investigation. We're going through some forensic information. But as of right now, nobody has been charged. So there's going to be no information put out about any sort of a suspect because frankly, there isn't one. Now, we're still doing some forensic evidence analysis. So we're going through, you know, some electronic stuff. We're going through some social media stuff. We're going to follow up with more students. As of right now, there is not enough to charge him with a crime. We never located the gun at the school. Now, we're still pending the result of a search warrant and some other evidence. So I don't know if we've gotten anything since then, but I'll update you if we do. And certainly if we make an arrest, I'll let you know. But as of this time, he was never arrested. He was detained.
And so what's the picture with the gun?
That's part of the investigation. We did address it. He provided what he believes was an explanation for that. We're still looking into it. We do believe it was a real AR-15, but again, without more information, we still have to complete our investigation. Once we've had a chance to go through more of the evidence and do some follow-up with other students, we'll see if we can find anybody that heard any threats. As of this point, we don't have anybody who has come forward with any information. If you want to throw a blurb in there that people are encouraged, if anyone has information, contact the police department. I would be grateful. I mean, we would love to have people come forward if they know of anything. But as of right now, the only people we have reporting things to us are anonymously through Safe to Tell. They can call that and they can ask for Detective Lisa Eifling, the school resource officer, or they can ask for Sergeant Sam Silva.